Tears of the Heart by Lauren Payne. Toby Lincoln had run until he could not run another step, then fell to the grass. He lay there until near evening, then started walking again. The land dwarfed him to ant size in an immense ocean of grass, sometimes rolling, other times as flat as the palm of his hand, but always with dark-screened mountains in every direction. He found an abandoned varmint den, crawled inside, and slept until sunup. He hadn't gone a half mile from the den when the fleas started biting. He found a little warm water meandering creek bordered by willows, with pale new leaves and shade. He stripped and lay in the water, scattering trout minnows in all directions. That took care of the fleas on his body, but later, when he dried off and dressed, there were still enough to take his mind off other things, for a while. Hunger arrived too, but not until close to evening when he had in sight a set of ranch buildings half hidden in a swale. The builder had chosen the site well. The wind would be less annoying where buildings were protected. He scouted up the buildings atop the easterly rim of the nearest hillock. There was smoke rising from a fireplace and a kitchen stovepipe. A woman came outside. She was short and stocky with snow-white hair. She shook a rug and returned to the house. A faint breeze blew from the west. Toby caught the scent of cooking. He waited until dusk passed and full night was down before approaching the buildings. The scent of cooking was stronger the closer he got. He passed the barn where corralled horses lined up on the near side to watch him, little ears forward, dark eyes wide with interest. He had considered going directly to the house, asking for something to eat. He did otherwise, though, from long habit of being chased off, sworn at, or struck. He stood next to the barn for a long time, trying to figure a way...